This podcast is part of the EME 2040 eTips podcast series. The topic of this podcast is Web 2.0 in the classroom. In this podcast, you will learn how to describe the difference between Web 1.0 and Web 2.0, discuss how four different Web 2.0 tools might be used in the classroom, and identify and manage concerns related to using Web 2.0 tools with K-12 students. Web 1.0 and Web 2.0. The web is an important teacher planning tool, and many students love it too. The very first websites fit a paradigm that we call Web 1.0. They delivered static content to end users. You still find many Web 1.0 websites around. The next generation of websites, dubbed Web 2.0, are more sophisticated and allow users to interact and share with each other. Examples of Web 2.0 include social networking tools, blogs, wikis, Twitter, and YouTube. Four Web 2.0 tools that might be used in the classroom. Many teachers use Web 2.0 tools. Some may use YouTube to locate and share relevant videos with students during lessons. Others may keep a class blog with homework updates and other announcements. These uses are more passive in terms of the role students play. However, there are plenty of interesting ways of getting students directly and actively involved in using Web 2.0. The following examples constitute a list that is by no means exhaustive, but which provides a general sense of how students might use Web 2.0 tools. The four tools covered here are blogs, wikis, Twitter, and Indigo. Blogs can be used as a student publishing platform, allowing students their own virtual stage with an audience for their work. K-12-oriented blogging platforms, such as the one at 21classes.com, provide teacher controls in the interest of protecting student safety and restricting access to student blogs. Wikis can be used to engage students in collaborative writing or to develop collaborative knowledge bases. Students can contribute their own work to a wiki, and others may be invited to participate as appropriate. Twitter can be used to follow authors, scientists, and famous public figures. Classes can follow people who tweet on topics related to their curriculum, and they can even tweet questions directly to those people in hopes of receiving a reply. The opportunity to reach out directly to the source is a wonderful one for students. Digo, a social bookmarking and annotation tool found at digo.com, spelled D-I-I-G-O, can be used to share resources found online and to collectively take notes on them. For example, a group of students can read the same article online and post notes directly on the article. Their notes may be interactive and conversation-like, or their notes can ask teachers direct questions right on the article. Concerns and solutions for using Web 2.0 with K-12 students. Student safety is always a concern when students are using the internet. To keep students safe and still promote Web 2.0 use, options include using a common classroom account for all interactions. For example, a class can share a teacher-controlled Twitter account. Having the teacher monitor content prior to students publishing it or reviewing it. And using password-protected sites, ensuring that only approved persons can view or edit contributions. In summary, interactive Web 2.0 tools can readily be integrated into the K-12 classroom, so long as the teacher is mindful of safety issues and taking a proactive role in guiding the students through the entire experience.